Perek Rishon. Kol Adam Chayev Ladas Sheyesh Lei Chashivus. Lei Chashivus Meduma Shehu Machshev Atzmai Be'atzmai Kfi Sham Yisius Sham Magler Sagayvo. Ela Chashivus Bali Mashmaos Amuka Ve'af Mezazes. This is a big parsha. People who spend their time being Machshev themselves are Bali Gaivo. People who know that they have Chashivus are not Bali Gaivo. What's the difference? The difference is that humility involves the belief that you are a chelek elokam imal. And therefore I have an obligation to understand all of the talents that are latent in elokam imal. So when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the words about himself, that Moshe was anav mikol adam, it was not in any way a stira to his humility, because that's part of his humility. He was not spending time being machshav himself. If you have a belief that you're a nothing, and then you have to become something, you're going to get involved in gaiva. Because that's like everybody today, and Revolbi is very against this, everybody today who never let children lose. Children shouldn't chas v'shalom lose. Everybody gets a trophy. Not everybody gets a trophy. Not everybody won. We ought to teach our children that you are worthy even if you lost. But we spend so much time teaching them that they're worthy that we've built a narcissistic generation. Because we're spending time teaching people to be machshav themselves, as opposed to teaching people who they are. And then automatically they understand that they have chashivas. So you have to know, in a real internal way, that you have chashivas. And this is what Chazal mean, kol echad ve'echad chayv leimer, b'shvili nevra elem, rashi kleimer chosh v'ani kailam moli. Le'yitar desas mimena elem ba'vei rachas. So I'm very, very choshev. So I'm not going to be melachlech myself. Ka'ilam mali, zuhi chavayat chad pa'amiyuto shel ha'adam. Shelo ha'kamaisu, v'lo yiya kamosu ad sof kol ha'doros. To know that I am the only one like me. There is nobody else like me, and there will never be another person like me. Because at this stage of the cosmic play that we are a part of, we are the only people that could play this role. And 100 years ago, even if there was somebody that was mamish exactly like me with my kishroinus and my talents, he still would not be anything like me because he's playing his role 100 years ago. So that's what it means to be a person, literally the only person of my kind. And that's not in any way a steer to my humility, because only my neshama came down into this world to play this role. That's what Rav Kook meant when he said, and Yom Kippur davening that we say, Ad shelo natzarti eini kedai, v'achshu shenatzarti ki'ilu lo natzarti. And it sounds like a very negative type of statement. Like, up until now I wasn't worth it, and even now that I'm born, I'm still not worth it. Rav Kook said, no, it's the opposite. There was no purpose for you to be here. It wasn't your turn in the play. It wasn't your turn to come and play your role. So there was no reason for you to be here. But now it is your turn. Don't waste your turn. Don't sleep through your turn. What's that? Achshav shenotzarti, kilo notzarti, because I'm failing to play that role. I'm failing to play that role. It's my opportunity to play the role, and instead I'm sleeping through life. You know, I was looking. Oh yeah, I'll show it to you later. But it was a very cute statement about this concept. Ani mamizuk hamiyuchot shokai chaisi ben loisem avos noled betech oisit kufa of oisai siva bevaidim yuchedes mutelas alai chelik miyuchot li betayra vechol habriya mechakali shatken as mutel alai ki as avaidasi lo uchul lahachlef al imshum adam acher ba'olam. I'm the only one with these kaychas. I'm the only one that was born to these parents, and I'm the only one that was created in this situation. I'm the only one that had to go through this pain, and I'm the only one that got this pleasure. Of course there's a specific avoda for me. Of course there's a specific avoda. Of course there's a part of Torah that can only be revealed through me. There's a maisa from one of the original Navardikers. I forget his name, just jumped out of my head. He built over a hundred, you know, Navardik was a chain of yeshivas, and he was responsible for building over 100 yeshivas, over 100 Navardik yeshivas throughout Russia. And they put together a sefer in his name of all the different ideas that he had said traveling all over and building these yeshivas. And he said to them, I don't understand why this sefer is in my name. It's not my Torah. I said to him, what do you mean it's not your Torah? Like, who did you get it from? You never quoted anyone. You never said it b'shem Amro. We assumed it was yours. He goes, no. They're all ideas that came out of my mouth. They're all ideas that came through my head. But it's not my Torah. This was the Torah that was given to me, to come through me. He wasn't machshav it as his Torah. He was a vehicle. There's a chelik miyuchad for me. And only I can bring that out. And look at the Lashon of Revolbi. It's so beautiful. Everybody's waiting for me to play my role. The whole Bria has been waiting. The whole history of mankind has been culminating in this moment for me to do this rectification that nobody else could do. Nobody else. It's not possible for anybody else to play my role. Zuhi chashivas. That's what it means to have real chashivas. B'litay das chashivas ain't avayda b'tayra. And if you don't know that you're choshev, dahainu, you're important, that you have a role to play that nobody else can play, so then what role, what avayda do you have in Torah? How could you possibly work on that? B'hakdama l'matan Torah, nemra v'atim tiyulim amleches kayanim. And Rashi says, kayanim esarim. K'mada az amru b'ni David kayhanim hayu. Kol echad meyitzrol sar. We are, first of all, we hold official importance because we have jobs, and with great power come our balei achrayas, as Stanley once said many years ago. We have a tremendous responsibility as the sarim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mitaych hargashazu, and it's from this hergish that a person says, halachim yisrael lekabel Torah misinei, that we're able to walk together with everybody else. Which is, even though Revolbi doesn't say this, I think that he said it. We just have to read the words very carefully. When you have chashivas for yourself, you can go together with everybody else to be mekabel the Torah. It's when you don't have chashivas for yourself that you can't walk with everybody else to be mekabel the Torah. Who are they to be mekabel the Torah with me? And Adam Chashav doesn't say such a thing. Like the Gemara says, there's no tzibur without a rasha. You can't daven without a rasha. Rabbi Nachman says beferish that person that knows how to see the nekuda even in the biggest Pesha Yisrael. A person who has chashivas for himself, he's a person who can find chashivas in everybody else. He can say, you have your unique role to play. Instead of having to everybody to look and to see what's better, what's worse, that you could be makabal the Torah like that. But cut and call, it all starts with not self-esteem, because I don't think that's what he means here, but I think he means just understanding. I'm a ben adam, and what that means. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam came to instill every single Jew, to give them a nevuah, to tell them, you're very, very big. I have very big she'ifas for you. I have big plans for you. Could you imagine what it would look like if we could actually figure out how to raise a generation in such a way that we could communicate to them, not that they're important by themselves, but that they're... That's why this whole rhetoric of... And again, I'm not saying it's bad, chas v'shalom, but like, you know, we always tell children, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need you, he's perfect. So children here... Ben Shalom doesn't need me, he's perfect. I guess I'm not needed. Well, if you're not needed, what are you doing here? Dahainu, you are needed. Meiro Shleimuso, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. He needs you. Not every need is a diminution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's perfect, he's invited you to be a participant in earning your own greatness, the manifestation of his dynamic perfection. That's a beautiful thing, to raise a generation, like the Ribbono Shel Olam said, legadlam ulareimim esam. I'm looking to tell you that you are very, very choshev. Harei matan Torah tchilasoi v'sayfei reimim kol yachad me'yisrael ki mitach katnus lemasigim kavanas haTorah. From a place of smallness, how could we possibly understand what the Torah wants? Who am I to determine what the Torah wants? My Rebbe, I should live and be well, in our shir, we were active participants in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So when you had a machlekes rishonim, it was okay. So you want to be masber the machlekes? We were not sitting and learning the achrayim, because my Rebbe wanted us to be the achrayim, and my Rebbe taught us how to read a rishon in such a way that we could become a participant in the Torah Shebaal Peh. And it was an amazing communication to us of we're taka capable of doing this.
So a person who came in, and I always used to say this, I say my Rebbe Shir in a certain way bred gaiva, because it was like, I'm capable of saying pshat. And then you always had the guys who needed to be trained. They said, well, I don't like what Rashi said. I said, you know, there's the foolish new kids that always come in, you know. And I remember one time my Rebbe, the guy said, well, maybe, you know, maybe Rashi's wrong. And my Rebbe looked at him with like that stare of like, you know, make you shrivel up in your seat. And my Rebbe said, that's like telling me my life is a lie. You know, my Rebbe spent his whole life trying to be, you know, for that Shver Rashi, for that Shver Rambam. You know, like maybe Rashi was wrong. That's tremendous chutzpah, tremendous gaiva to say. A person who understood Kol HaTorah Kula Beruach HaKodesh and everything. Maybe he's wrong. On the other hand, once Rashi said something, Adarabba, now it becomes our Rashi. That's like the famous Rav Chaim. They say that they found the letter from the Rambam that gave a different teretz to the Kasha than Rav Chaim had answered. So they came, I think they came to Rav Chaim, from one of the Talmidim of Rav Chaim, and they said to him, like, so what do you do with this Rav Chaim? So he said, it's not the Rambam's Torah to determine what the Rambam meant when he said that Rambam. Once he wrote it down, and it was given over, and it's part of the Messiah, so now it can become Rav Chaim's Rambam. That's the way Rav Chaim understood the Rambam. The Rambam understood differently in the Rambam. But that comes from a place of real chashivas, it's not from a place of katnus. Maybe that's why in Brisk L'shitasa they always enjoy that chap. In Brisk they always enjoy a good chap. You know, in Brisk you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to walk into yeshiva. You're not allowed to go here if Rami Yeshua gives shir. So one day there was a bacher in the stands over there, and sitting and hearing shir from Rami Yeshua. So he politely asked the boy. He was in the middle of shir. He politely asked the boy to leave. He said, "I'm sorry, yeshiva policy is you can't be here." So the boy looked at Rami Yeshua and he goes, "But Rebbe, I'll pay for half the suda." So Rav Yeshua said, "You can stay." You know, it's like it's a sharp line. Is it? There's certain chashivas that a person has to have to stand up to say, "I'm capable." Adam ha'oisekim atzma muchrach lamor alikoy nasha halaymin musar bekviyas misnakesh tader emidas v'netiyas ros sur meira lecharu zeu atzavarish ma'yachid bechol hashan oskim matzvenu. Meradach zadaya kizuhi kol magmas limur amosu legales leganas sarah. Ulam zui chatzi emes. Most people learn Musar and they think that, okay, obviously I'm about Musar, so I need to see all the things that are wrong with me and all the things that I don't like and all the things that are bad. And as the Kotzker Rebbe said, if you roll around in the mud, you're going to end up getting dirty. And they say, what do you mean? Sur meira, I have to be able to bring the light to this ra, to shine it on it and to be able to take it away. But that's only a half truth. Haschalos kol avoda pratiyos hidafka chavayat roimim musa adam. It must begin with godless ha'adam. We must be able to say to ourselves, and Rav Volbi here is being very practical, you must be able to say to yourself, I am a chelek elokam yimal mamish. There's roimus to me. Mishloi amad mei oylem al roimus ha'adam yitzirosoi, v'chol oskoi yam atzma hu rak laharchiv yidu yosef al harashe bav liyasir atzma alzeh, yosef v'yosef yishka v'yish, u'besef yashlim im hara me'efes tikvah takin. There's no way that this person is going, if you just sit there and you're rolling around in the mud and nach, it's terrible, everything I do is bad, eventually you're just going to be miayish, I'm going to give up hope, because how could I possibly conquer all of these terrible things that I've done without ever establishing my own worthiness? And mamela, there's no hope, what can I possibly rectify and they give up? And that's why, again, and you speak to Bachram and they tell you, but Rebbe, you don't know, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. I say, yeah, but what have you done good? I said, okay, but Rebbe, even the thing that I did that was good was covered in so much. Okay, but was there a nekuda taiva there? Was there some nekuda taiva that you can find? It's beseder. Now you can build. The truth is, we need 9 positives for every negative. That's the way it has to be. Otherwise, we're gonna give up hope. Devar achav lavas b'sichel shah achnia yishamshu yisayid lechol avad esenu achnia tichalik l'shalish achalachim echad meham kolos adam. The Rabbi Mimine Balechayim, Shainam Adabrim, who Dallas and Nefesh.
This is the main part. And the Chavis of Avos is being very clear how we have to view. The Chavis of Avos is telling us, you have to understand that who you are. Understand that you have tremendous, tremendous milas. So they say in Maisa of Freifeld that there was a woman that was doing something that he didn't approve of. His lashon was, I have to call that woman and tell her who she is. That was how he gave Musar. I have to call her up and tell her who she is. That's what the Chavis of Avos are. There you have it. You have a tremendous gift that were put inside of you by the Rebbeinu Shlom. And therefore, memela, it becomes beneath me to act in such a way, like the Pechusei Adas and like the Behemoth. It's beneath me to do such a thing. And then that's, but and when I know all of the different parts, then I have a midu mishubachas. Dvarim eila hanemarim klape anava, dream of anenu asaderech b'chol avoyde musarius. Adam she'ino makir yikaras nasho asul alechatid likoy leaser atzmat chonos varos. If you don't know how precious you are to the Rebbeinu Shalom, how precious your essence is, that your essence is innocent, that your essential self is innocent, and even if you feel that on an external and maybe even on an internal level you've done terrible averos, on an essential level you are mamish, an innocent person. If you don't know that, it's not possible for you to enter into the world of looking at your bad midos. It's impossible. You can't do it. Admar ma'areinenu maran Rav Yerucham Alevi. I love it when Bali Musar speak about the Rebbeim. It's like, so you know, ma'areinenu. Yeah, that's the way we felt when we were by a Rebbeim, that they just brought such illumination to our lives. You can't run by these things. You have to spell them out. A person who doesn't know his chasrinus, it's an embarrassing thing. It's embarrassing. You don't know that this is something you have to work on. But to say I don't know my milas means you don't even know that you have the ability to work on yourself. What's your kli for your avoida? That's really embarrassing. Because it's one thing to know your chesroinus. It's another thing to not even know that you have the ability to work on yourself. What are you here for? You were created to work on yourself. Of course, we have to get rid of the things that we're not so proud of. Before you enter into the realm of Sur Meira, you have to learn Musar Chiyuvi. You see how he calls it? It's a Musar that says to you, look how great you can be, and that is Mechayiv you to live a life of greatness. And by greatness, we don't mean that you have to be better than the next guy. Greatness means, Nahainu, that you have to actualize the greatness that's built into you. Yashav Adam Chatzi Shav Limin Musar B'Sasayim Delakos B'Rikshas HaNefesh V'Saras HaRuach Chayiv Kol Echad V'Echad Loimer B'Shvili Nevra Olam. A person is sitting down for half an hour, he's learning Musar, he's on fire, he's learning it with Regesh, as we spoke about, he's learning it with a real Bren, and he's singing the words, and he's crying. You know what he has to be crying? He has to be crying, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. You know, today if somebody would say these things without Revolbi, so they'd say, he's one of these guys who's just making people feel good. Revolbi was not interested in making us feel good. Revolbi was telling us, das is a mensch. This is what it means. This is what it means to be a person. You have to understand that you're important. Even in Nevardak, this really has to be. And that's why Rav Huttner, as I mentioned once, Rav Huttner said that Nevardak Musar is not appropriate for our dar, even though I'm teaching Madrigal Sadam today, and it's very, very beautiful. But it's not necessarily appropriate for our dar because the starting point is a little bit different. And Revolbi wasn't so into that. And some want to say that Revolbi made a mistake because it's just building up the self-esteem. And I tell them, you're misunderstanding Revolbi. Revolbi was to build somebody's self-esteem. He was trying to teach them self-esteem. There's a major difference. He's not the person giving the kid a pat on the back for every tiny little thing that they do. He's telling you who you are. Revolbi is saying, you have to understand that this is the essence of who you are. That's Mechayev you. So Let's put it this way. Self-esteem ultimately comes from self-control. If I have the ability to allow myself to be in control, I feel really good about that. But self-control, paradoxically, only comes if I feel that there's a self that's valuable. So I have to know, Rav Volbe says, you have to know that yourself is very, very valuable, because that's mechayev you to control it, that it shouldn't go and run and be a behemoth. Like the Tanya says, that, you know, the Nefesh HaLikis and the Nefesh HaMahamis are fighting for Ir Ketana. They're fighting for a small city. Like the Gemara says, what's the small city? The small city is our guf. And each one wants total control. The Nefesh HaBahamas wants total control over the entire thing, including the Nefesh HaLikis. And the Nefesh HaLikis wants total control, including the Nefesh HaBahamas. To be Mahapech, the Nefesh HaBahamas, to literally become the Nefesh HaLikis. That's what it wants. So, you know, today, we live in a door of people that are so broken, and children befrat. I don't want to put the blame in any one place, because I think that that's not accurate. I think we need to look at the entire system. But again, things that exist today did not exist 100 years ago. 100 years ago, there were not tests. They were not sitting at desks for 7, 8, 9 hours a day. Little children that are 7 and 8 years old. Those kids were able to run around. I think I told you guys once, I saw a picture of a bunch of kids from Africa, and they're staring out over this like luscious plains and hills and mountains, and there's like a comic blurb, and one of them says, did you hear that kids in America have to sit behind desks all day long? And another kid goes, yeah, we should take up a collection for them. Imagine, you know, like in Africa, you know, like 50 cents a day, you could get a kid out of his desk and he could actually go out and do something. There's nothing. It's a sick system. So you take a kid like that and you put him in such a system, and then you wonder why he fails, and you wonder why he feels like he's not able to be matzliach, and he gives, I can't believe this kid went off the derech. Really? You can't believe it? It's impossible to believe that when the kid comes home every single day, the first question out of the parent's mouth is, how was school today? What homework do you have? Matzio Solomon writes about this at length in a beautiful sefer that he has on chinuch. The job of a home is not to be the school. Today the school has become so overwhelming that it's spilling out into the home, that the home becomes an extension of the school. And every Rebbe feels the need that if the Rebbe doesn't give out a 40-page document every single Shabbos, and Kavachemer, Ben Benesha Kavachemer for the Pesach Seder, where the Rebbe Mamash writes a Sefer, multiple Sefer, I mean, it's 3-4 volumes, comes in a little cardboard box, and this is the Rebbe's Torah, that kid, if he gets through it, the Rebbe will give him a pras, yeah? And you know, Kleina Hora, if you have a decent sized family, so then it's not Vigad de Levincha anymore, it's Vigad de Laabcha. And it's like, because if you don't do that, then the Rebbe doesn't feel like he's a Matzliach de Kerebbe. So then there's not opportunity at the Shabbos table to have Zmiros, and there's not, because otherwise the meal's going to take 5 hours. You understand? And so then we don't have the opportunity to build into our kids. And other rabbi, now there's even more programs. More schools in America are telling me they're starting after-school programs now, because in order to make it, the parents need to work. Every parent is working, you know, sometimes till 6, 7 o'clock at night. And if the kid gets out at 4:30, 5 o'clock, so who's, you know, only the maid is going to be there to take care of the child. So now they're having after-school programs, which is Meyerdik, that they can do their homework in school. And they'll send the kid home at 7 o'clock just in time for the kid to have a little bit of rest, and then off, you know, off to bed, you know, like... So it's not a mystery. It's not a mystery. When did we have the time to build up our children and to tell them who we believe they are? I have a new minig with my daughters that I started. Every other night, I take my two older, meaning I take my two oldest on Sunday night at Bracha, Monday night about the week, 20 minutes every single night, just to walk with them. You know, Baruch Hashem, they're not teenagers yet. I know I'm going to lose them in another 2 years or so. So I got to get in these last good Abba moments, you know. But it's a beautiful thing just to listen to your child and build them up. Not in a way of like, you're the best, even though they know they did nothing. By the way, that doesn't help anybody's self-esteem. Now the kid just knows he's a loser. Yeah. But to be able, in an honest way, to be able to say, you're a beautiful person. Yeah, your nefesh is so yakar, it's so precious. Kedayim advarim lefakech einenu ki remus hanefesh nuchal lomud b'chol makom b'sefer Amos or borei dugma achas minei rabbis. First of all, and he's saying that so many people learn the Sefer Musar wrong, that they don't open up their eyes to see that the Sefer Musar are telling you how great they are. His case of bekas remus adam dafka mitoich ikar hacharata shel hachari tshuva. Yeah? Charata, not guilt, regret. There's a major difference. So let's see how when a person has charata, that is a reflection of the remus adam. V'ramizos ki ayisi ala nefesh hayekara achzari So look at what he's saying. He's saying it's because you're so yakar to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He wants to be in a relationship with you. He's given you all of these things. He blew life into you. He gave you the ability to see. He gave you the ability to think. He gave you a guf that you could do all these beautiful things. So you're so precious to him. You have to regret terribly that you brought that into the relationship. So what is he teaching us? What's Shai Tshuva teaching us? He's teaching you that you should be mischarit over that avera because of who you are, because you're so precious. Adirabba, if you're just a behemoth, so that, and you acted like a behemoth, so why should I be upset that I acted like a behemoth? Why should I regret it? Comes out that without a hakara that you're an incredible person, yeah, it's not possible to have charata, because otherwise what did I do? Like I think they say from Rav Huttner or Rav Freifeld, I forget, you have to be a zich before you can be a nisht. You have to be a something. You have to feel like a something, and then you kataka see, you know. So the way it works is, as I always say to you guys, it's closeness followed by distance followed by intimacy. Closeness, the hainu, I feel that I'm so chashuv to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's very close to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it's not intimate. Because he and I share a commonality. I'm a chelak el kamima. But that's closeness, that's not intimate. Then I can be poil a bittel with yira, and that bittel that I'm poil can allow me to create intimacy, because now I'm creating space for another, I'm creating space for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then ultimately it can come to intimacy. Because now, since I was poil a bittel, so now the kamamish connect on a very deep level. Every single one of us has hidden chatayim. It's, you know, we don't ever know what's going on inside of another person. Say a maisa like that about my Rebbe, that one of the Talmidim was talking to him, and they said, Rebbe, you have it all worked out. And my Rebbe said to him, you have no idea what's going on inside of me. It looks on the outside like I have it all worked out. But every single person has their struggles and their challenges and their growth that they're doing. Adirabba, when I heard that from my Rebbe, I was even more excited to be a Talmud. That here he was, and he was already later in years, and he was still working on himself ferociously. Ferociously working on himself. We all have these things. And the natural thing that happens is when you start to learn Musar, first thing that's going to come to the fore is all of the terrible things that I've done. So it's very easy to fall into that trap of depression, and then you say, who am I? You don't even know. That's all I hear from my Talmidim all day. Rebbe, you have no idea how many chataim I've done. I told one of my Talmidim just this week, I said, I want to give you a bracha that you should be able to look at yourself with a tenth of the greatness that I look at you as. You should, even just a tenth, that you should be able to say, I'm this good. His bachar suffers. He mamish does not have the ability to say a nice thing about himself. You don't know, Rebbe, all the terrible. And by the way, he tells me some of the terrible things that he did. I don't even think they're so terrible. It's a normal, natural teenage things that he's done. Say there. I'm not saying you should go around being proud of it and advertising it, but come on. Say it. So, you know, you're a human being. So that means that all of a sudden you're a zero. A guy who steigs yomim v'laylim beis medrash, but he has taivas, has machshav azaras. Okay, I think we all have that. But the initial reaction is always depression. Yesh lanu le'esgaber al zeh. You understand that? This is Revolbi. You might think he's a Bessel v'chassid from the way that you're reading this, but this is the real Balei Musar. This is the way they talk. Yesh lanu l'skabras. I know I'm making people very nervous these days because I'm bringing out a lot of Rabbi Nachman Torah. I already have people coming over to me to say, "What are you doing over there?" Yeah, it's mamash right here in Alishra. Yesh lanu l'skabras. Don't fall for the trap. It's not a dry thing to tell you how bad you are, to tell you how evil you are, to get you depressed. That's not the purpose of Musar. The purpose of Musar is dafka. It's a chavaya pnimis. It's something that you're running inside of you. That is a very exciting thing to look at Yikaras Nashenu, that we should be able to see how precious we are to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and let that overflow into the way that we behave. Then you can begin to say, okay, since I'm so precious, I have to be able to stop doing these things. I have to have a little self-control.
Avodas Hamusra Mechamas Hayetzer Einena Esek Lekatnas Demeichen. Kach Mevor Elonu Rabbeinu Gunner Ramesh Chaim Lutzato. It's Derech Avodah Azoyis. We'll see in Derech Yitzchaim in a second. But that this Liman Hamusra does not require other Rabbi. It's not supposed to come from Katnas Demeichen, from a simple minded, from a feeble minded, from a narrow minded place. V'yana b'sechlenu, ma toiv lo adam kol yimei chayev, la'sois kein gam hu v'toiv loy. Look at what the Ramchal says, that you should spend an hour, l'fachot an hour. L'fachot an hour. I assume that the Ramchal was a big masmid. But l'fachot, he took an hour of his day, and he said, I'm not going to think about anything else. I'm just going to think about the gedolim that came before me. What was the ta'elis of their lives? What did they want? What did they desire? How were they living? How beautiful it is to live a life like that. It's also beautiful for me. I can also live a life like that. As yatur machshavos of ladas be'ezem matziv hu nimsa ve'oimid im lefi hanirtza b'derech hasher dako anshe Hashem ela Hashem erolim heima ve'im ayin. And then you're able to see, so where am I holding? But kodem kol, you see the way the Ramchal writes. Kodem kol, the Ramchal is telling you, think about how beautiful it is and then say, that would be good for me too. I also deserve to live a life like that. Hashlav harishon b'limud of avayda mefurosh madvarim betana divrei Eliyahu. This is very powerful words. Chayiv Adam Loimer Masaya Giyu Masal Maisa Avram Yisrach V'Yakov. That's well known. That a person should say, when have my Maisim reached the levels of my forefathers? Chayiv Adam Loimer Kein Kizui Haskolos Vayasoid. Uma Noyolu Katnei Hamoach HaMadamim Kishitois Yashnam Bezeh. V'chilu Beis Medrash Echad Dogu Begadlus Adam. V'ashen Hi'enu Goris Asa Umay Shayach L'chalik Begufei Torah. You see what Rav Albi said? Rav Albi said an unbelievable thing. So people have it, they think this is a shita. They think it's a shita in Musar. It's a shita in Musar. Some people start with God loss Adam. Rav Albi saying it's not, and then they wonder, like, what does it mean? There's two different Torahs. He has a shita like this, and he has a shita like that. Rav Albi saying it's not a shita. Chayev Adam Leimer Kane. That's the Haskalah and the Yisoid for everybody. There's not two different Torahs here. The beginning of Musar must be Masa Yagiyu Maisa Lamaisa Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. I heard once a very beautiful pshat on that because Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov did it, it's megala in you that you could do it. It's how should we mean? I should be like Avram Avinu? I should open up a tent on all sides, and every Arab that walks through here should all of a sudden be invited in, and I should be able to be mekarev, you know, to be megayer gerim in the way that Avram Avinu brought people in to bring close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should be able to do that. You can't have a taina on me that I should be wondering why I'm not Avram Avinu. I'm not Avram Avinu because I'm Mordechai Berg. And I went to this set of circumstances, even though it's true that Avram Avinu wasn't born into the best circumstances either. But the Teretz is, if Avram Avinu did it, it means it's inside of you. So Memela, a person has to ask himself, am I actualizing my potential? Vailon livnei nos the kolish baruch hu aser imam begaluso viyofen koy vechoy viyura ki ein ish ela ish al darko pono vask of the loan baruchin the loan kol advarim shalom eno choshev al ze kashalom ma'od ma'od lahagia la shlemos vadom choshev al ze karav elav ma'od klomar misha eno choshev machshov shal roimus lalamir maseim shal gdoi lay olam ye kashalom ma'od lahagia la de ezu dargo. If you are not, look at the words are unbelievable. Mishenu choshem achshava shel roimus. If you are not sitting and thinking about roimus, lalamin masem shel gdolei olam, that you're looking at the gdolim and you're saying, I also want to have that light. It's yikashalay ma'od lahagil de'ezodag. It's going to be very difficult for you to actually attain anything. Just thinking about it alone. He's bringing here from the Rashbi. Just thinking about it alone already brings you a tremendous kirva to this. Just thinking about it, because the recognition that I have it in me to do this is already half the battle. And today, people again, the Yetzer Hara comes and it gets them and they say, well, you know, it's not exactly 100% true because even if I think about it, but still you don't understand how many chataim. No, 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 one second. Do you have it in you to learn from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Do you have it in you to say, I want that life, I deserve to live that type of life, because the Rebbeinu Shalom created me and he desires to be close to me, and I desire to be close to him? Now we're talking. That alone creates such a tremendous kirva in a person, that that little bit of light that they shine in that darkness already is an or makif. It already changes the entire mahus of the conversation. Now the conversation is, the Rebbeinu Shalom created me, I'm so precious to him, what do I do with this? It's like I'm a Lamborghini, but I'm spending all my time just driving the streets. You got to get on the Autobahn. That's where you belong. We belong, Kilu and Avodas Hashem, we belong in the highest heights, and we deserve that. So it's a big lesson for us to learn as we move forward in our own Avodas HaMusaris, to stop spending so much time feeling badly about ourselves. Adarabu. Has to begin, our practical Limud HaMusar has to begin with so many positive things.